Hello, friends, and welcome to Grape Juice Mom, A Taste of Audio. I'm Jen, and this is episode 6. So if you are an active podcast listener, I apologize for the delay in my uploads. I've just been trying to produce a lot of content, and the podcast recordings fell to the bottom of my list. But don't worry, you'll have several in your queue, so you can get an extra dose of hearing my voice. So this episode is about the third varietal we have tried in the 52 Weeks of Wine Palate Training Plan, Appenadaise. So I have asked a few of my 52 Weeks of Wine participants about their personal wine preferences and realized that I had really locked my sight on red wines. So for week 3, we needed a white wine. I'll try to keep it balanced with 1 to 2 red wines and then a white wine. And I really need to build my white wine palate as well, since I am a lot less picky about white wines. So this was an interesting week for me because I have been suffering through a cold. I had an exam and I was just completely exhausted. I won't divulge too much on that subject before getting into the article, as it's really the reasoning for this tasting being so memorable. But I will say I have had a couple 52 Weeks of Wine trainees share some great experiences on Facebook and Instagram, so I really hope you will too. If you can get a photo of yourself or the bottle that you have chosen, post it and share your thoughts. And it's okay if you don't like the wine, it's all about the experience. I would love to see who else is joining me on this journey, and don't forget to include the hashtags 52 Weeks of Wine and hashtag Grape Juice Mom. Okay, so let's get started with the article. All right, I wish I had some great story about how the first time I tasted Appenadaise was when I went on some luxurious vacation to the coast of Spain. Well, I have never even heard of Appenadaise. If I wasn't in the wine shop standing in the white wine section, I couldn't have even told you whether it was a white or red varietal. So when the woman helping me with my selection said, "How about Appenadaise?" I awkwardly said, "Oh yeah, of course, Appenadaise." Considering my selection criteria consisted of 1, a white wine, and 2, a varietal that I've never tasted, I was 2-0 on track for this week's 52 Weeks of Wine selection. So equally awkward was the tasting portion of this wine. With 2 small kids, sometimes I have to photograph bottles and wine at random times of the day when the lighting is right, and in this case, it was at about 10 a.m. on a weekday. Though I would have loved to drink the wine at 10 a.m., I had a lot to do on this particular day and I had been battling a cold, so I knew that the combination of Dayquil and a glass of wine would probably put me back in bed. So I placed the entire glass in the refrigerator and decided I would enjoy the tasting with my husband when he got home from work. Well, as he walked in from the garage, he already had a beer in hand. So I kicked off the tasting on my own, though he promised to join me after his Coors. I privately took notes, not wanting to influence his opinion of the wine for his tasting, with the intent of sharing and comparing afterwards. So post-Coors, he goes through the steps that I insist on with regards to tasting: look, smell, taste, and then think. And I quickly ask him what he thinks of the smell. He has a very generic answer, and I immediately respond with, "You don't think it smells like cat piss?" He's shocked and insists that it must be because I have a cold. But then he smells my glass, and sure enough, he agrees that it smells like cat piss. I smell his glass. It smells so refreshing. What the heck? We're dumbfounded and can't figure out why my glass smells awful. Oh, it's been sitting in the refrigerator all day. Apparently, it absorbed odors in the fridge. Fortunately, my wine tasted just the same as his, but the smell was a different story. So I grabbed myself a new glass, poured some more Appenadaise, and started over with the tasting. The second tasting went much better than the first, considering the smell alone was fresh and floral. The taste is also floral, refreshing like a Sauvignon Blanc, only lighter, and more depth than a Pinot Grigio. This seems to be the exact varietal that incorporates my favorite aspects of the common white wine varietals. I purchased this wine at the Wine Gallery and Gourmet for $10 as part of their 6 bottles for $60 deal. We had a wonderful Alfredo-based pasta with chicken, sun-dried tomatoes, and artichoke hearts that this Penedès paired perfectly with. I look forward to hearing your thoughts on a Penedès and maybe even seeing a photo of you enjoying it. All right, well, thank you for joining me today on the podcast, and I will talk to you later.